Romans chapter 4. I'm taking my text from verse 6, 7, and 8. And I'm asking this question, and I pray that we can answer it from the Word of God. Who is that blessed person? Who is that blessed person? It says here in our text, even as David, God's king, God's servant, David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, a man after God's own heart, even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God would impute, reckon, charge, righteousness without works, without any expected contribution on our part, God freely charges righteousness to his people, saying, here's the blessed man. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Blessed is that man whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not charge you with sin. The believer's sin, all of his sin, transgressions, and iniquity has been charged unto another. The Lord Jesus took our sin, the sin of God's people in his own body, completely paid my sin debt. Therefore, God cannot charge the believer with sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've been thinking about Paul's words that we read last week about Agrippa standing before, that is, the words of Paul standing before Agrippa. You remember what he said in Acts chapter 26? Paul said before Agrippa and those men of that city and the chief captains, he said, I think myself blessed of God. And then later he said, I want all of you to be just like I am, a sinner saved by grace, except these chains, except these bonds. I don't want you to be chained like I am, but I want you to be just like me, that blessed man in Christ Jesus. It's by the grace of God that I am what I am, he said. Now, most people would consider King Agrippa to be the blessed man. Here he's sitting on a throne. Here he has power and influence and wealth. Most people would look at him and say, well, he's the blessed man. They wouldn't think Paul the prisoner to be a blessed man. But in reality, the true blessed man was not the king on the throne, but the prisoner in chains. That's the blessed man. That's the blessed man. Turn, hold your place there and turn to Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16. Who is that blessed man? Well, look what it says here in Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So who is the blessed man? That man who can say with the apostle, I count all things but loss that I might win Christ and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the faithfulness of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You see, what old King Agrippa had was temporal. What King Agrippa had was physical. And we know that the fashion of this world is passing away. The things which we see are temporal. The things which are not seen and the things we see by faith are eternal blessings in Christ Jesus. What Paul and every believer enjoys is eternal and spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Find Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. What Agrippa had was just temporary. What he had was physical. But what Paul enjoyed was eternal blessings in Christ Jesus. No wonder he could say, I'm a happy man. I'm a blessed man. Ephesians chapter 1. And here's the blessedness every believer enjoys. Paul and Silas and Timothy. But you, every believer who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ alone for all salvation, they enjoy these same spiritual blessings that Paul writes about here in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3, bless God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless God and honor Him who had blessed us. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly things in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His own will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He had made us accepted in the beloved. Now that's the blessed man. And every believer who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ alone for all salvation can enjoy this same blessedness that Paul writes about here. You see, what we have in Christ Jesus is eternal. Eternal blessing. He has obtained for us eternal redemption. He has given to us what kind of life? Eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now I want us to see in the Word of God, who is the blessed man? Who does God say is a blessed man? Well, most of these are found in the book of Psalms. Turn to Psalm 32 first. And this, when Paul writes there in Romans chapter 4, under inspiration of God, God gives him this scripture to pen from in Romans 4, and it comes from Psalm 32. Look at verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile, no hypocrisy. Believers are sincere in what they believe. They're totally committed and sold out and persuaded to trust Christ alone. Three things he mentions there: transgression, sin, and iniquity. All taken care of by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Who is that blessed man? That blessed man whose transgressions, which are against God, against thee and thee only have I sinned, which are against God, are all, not some of them, not those in the past, not just those present, all sin, past, present, and future, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Not my works, not my obedience, but His grace and His grace alone. Transgression, all forgiven. And then he mentions, secondly, sin. My sin covered, completely covered. How much so? You know how covered the sin is of God's people? That God said their sin and their iniquity, well, I remember no more. That God says this. He said the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us, cleanses, continually cleanses, keeps on cleansing from all sin, all iniquity, totally put away by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a blessed man. That's a blessed man. And then he says, iniquity's not charged to me. Well, they were charged to somebody. You read Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our sin, bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our, bearing our sin in His own body. And with His stripes, we're healed, completely healed. Who's the blessed man? That's the blessed man. That's a blessed man in Christ Jesus. And then Paul picks it up and said, righteousness, not only all of our sin taken away, sin and iniquity and transgression, but he comes along and he puts this on. By the inspiration of God, blessed is that man to whom is charged, not only my sin all gone, but God gives us a perfect, justifying righteousness to stand before God Almighty freely by His grace. That's a blessed man. God made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He is the Lord, our righteousness. Now, who is the blessed man? That's a blessed man. That sinner saved by God's sovereign grace and made a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's a blessed man. Here's the second one. Find Psalm 34. Who is the blessed man? Psalm 34. Look what it says here. Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth him. You see what he's saying there? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is that man that trusteth him. Who is a blessed man? Who is blessed? Blessed is that sinner that is given eyes to see him. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, taste and see. He's given us eyes to see him. Our Lord said in Matthew 13 to his disciples, blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear the things of God. Blessed are those who are given eyes to see him as altogether lovely. And then it says, oh, taste of the Lord. Blessed is that sinner that's given a hearty appetite to feed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, man by nature drinks iniquity like the water. Drinks iniquity like the water. But that man who's been blessed of God, he's given an appetite to feed upon Christ, who is the bread of life. He is the bread of life. In him we have life and salvation in Christ alone. That's a blessed man. You remember what Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2 about those who desire the sincere milk of the word that they might grow thereby. If you have a desire in your heart to take his word, to study his word, to meditate upon his word, and have a desire to know him and to seek him, you're a blessed man. God's given you life. He's given you eyes and ears to hear him and to see him. That's a blessed man. And then it says, blessed is that man that trusteth him. You see it, Psalm 34, 8. That trusteth who? That trust yourself? Now that's a cursed man, according to what Jeremiah said. Cursed is that man that trusteth himself. But the blessed man is that person that's blessed of God, given life and salvation in Christ, to trust him and him alone. That's a blessed man that's given faith to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this, that faith is not something that blooms naturally in our heart. Faith is planted by the sovereign hand of God Almighty. Knowing that God gives faith to whom he will. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. We know that faith is a gift of God. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from God. Faith is a gift of God. Knowing that faith is God-given and he gives it to whom he will. How precious are those who believe? How precious is that faith that causes us to believe, given of God? That's the gift of God. No wonder Peter calls it precious faith. Who have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's a blessed man. Are you sitting here trusting yourself for salvation? Trusting something you've done? Or has God taught you better to trust the Lord Jesus Christ alone? Christ alone. That's a blessed man. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. He is good. The God of all the earth, he will do right. He is good. Everything about him is good. His word, his character, his work, everything about him is good and holy and righteous. Blessed is that man that would trust him who is all goodness, all righteousness. Now, here's the third thing. The third psalm that mentions the blessed man, Psalm 65. Psalm 65. Turn over there. Look at Psalm 65. Look at verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. Now, who's a blessed man? Well, you know, I walked an aisle, made a decision. Well, countless millions have done the same thing and died in their sin. But who is the blessed man? The blessed man is that man that's chosen of God, and that man that is drawn to the God who is God, the true and living God. That's a blessed man. Blessed is a sinner chosen by God's sovereign grace. Our Lord said, you didn't choose me, but I've chosen you. I want you to look at this scripture here. Find 2 Thessalonians 2. Thank God that he chose the people. Had he not chosen me, I never would have believed him. I never would have loved him. I never would have sought his mercy. Thank God he did choose me according to his own sovereign purpose and grace. That's a blessed sinner who's been chosen of God. 2 Thessalonians 2, look at verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. We are bound to give thanks. Now, why does he say that? Do you ever notice whenever the doctrine of election is mentioned, there's always right nearby it the doctrine or the truth of praising God? We thank God for his sovereign, saving, electing grace, his electing love. We're bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. God chose you to salvation. That's a blessed man. And he does this through the means that he has ordained. Sanctification of the Spirit. What is that? That's the new birth. That's regeneration. And that causes us to believe the truth. To believe the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel. Oh, what a blessed thing it is to be called by the gospel. This is not the call of the preacher. This is the call of the invincible call of God the Holy Spirit through the word that is preached. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a blessed man that's been chosen by God. But it says also in Psalm 65, that blessed man chosen of God, and that man who God Almighty causes to approach unto him, drawn to him. Now here he's talking about the irresistible draw of grace. Thy people shall be willing in the day of his power, having loved his own with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, he does draw his people to himself. How does he draw us irresistibly to himself? I tell you what he does. He makes himself irresistible. He makes himself so lovely and beautiful to ourselves, given eyes to see him. We say in our heart, I must have him. And we let go of everything else. And we embrace by faith the Lord Jesus Christ. Drawn to him by irresistible fetching grace. Fetching grace. Calling grace. Redeeming grace. You remember the story of when David was exalted to the throne in Israel and anointed as king. And he had a covenant that he made with his dear friend Jonathan concerning the house of Jonathan. And Jonathan had a son. You remember his name? Old Mephibosheth. And when David ascended to the throne, he said to those servants, you go get old Mephibosheth and fetch him and bring him here. He's mine. That's fetching grace. Blessed is a man to whom God causes to approach unto him. That's a blessed man. Oh, to approach unto him that he may dwell in his courts. Look what it says there. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. With whose goodness? I'm not satisfied with my goodness. I have no goodness of my own, but I'm satisfied with his goodness. As a matter of fact, we can say this, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is goodness. When Moses asked the Lord, show me your glory, you remember what he said? I'll cause all my goodness to pass before you, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the believer's goodness. He is the believer's righteousness. That's a blessed man. We and the believers are satisfied. Satisfied with Christ, who is my goodness, who is my righteousness. And we dwell with him. We're one with him. We're married to him in that covenant of grace. He dwells in our heart by his Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory, even thy holy temple. That's a blessed man. That's a blessed man. Here's the fourth one. Psalm 85. Turn over there. Psalm 85. Psalm 85. Blessed is that sinner. Oh, that sinner. Psalm 84. I want verse 5. Look at verse 4. Psalm 84, verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. It's a house of peace. It's the dwelling of peace. They will be still praising the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation is of the Lord. Blessed is the man. Blessed is that sinner whose strength, whose hope is in him, the Lord. Whose heart are the ways of God, the ways of truth. Who's a blessed man? Blessed is that sinner whose strength is in the Lord his God. The Lord Jesus Christ, through the believer, is a whole force, power of our salvation. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. The power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. In that gospel is the very righteousness of God revealed. How God can be just and the justifier of the ungodly in that gospel. That's a blessed man whose whole hope of salvation, the strength of his forgiveness, the strength of his pardon, the strength of his righteousness, the strength of his salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. He is my strength. He is my hope. Whose hearts are implanted with his ways. His ways. There's just that one way. Although it's in many facets and many different aspects, there's just the one way. Christ, he said, I am not a way. I am the way. There's salvation in no other but in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the blessed man. You see how he's describing who the blessed man is. Blessed is that sinner whose strength, whose hope, whose salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and whose hearts have been implanted, the ways of grace, the ways of truth, the ways of life in Christ Jesus. Now here's the fifth one. Turn to Psalm 94:12. Psalm 94:12. Who is the blessed man? Would you say, oh, Agrippa was a blessed man? Or would you say Paul the Apostle was the blessed man? Well, there's no doubt in your mind, is there? The Apostle Paul was a blessed man. In Psalm 94, verse 12, blessed is that sinner. The Lord knoweth, look at verse 11, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. He knows our heart. He knows us. And he knows that the thoughts of man left to himself are vanity. Vanity. We are, by nature, left to ourselves, our thinking is totally corrupt and totally wrong. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. They're vanity, vanity, vanity. But blessed is the man whom God has chastened, O Lord, and that man who has had his thoughts corrected and teacheth him out of thy law. That's a blessed man. That sinner who is corrected and taught of God, he's a blessed man. Turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. This is a blessed man. That man that's been corrected. That man who's been taught of God. Here's the blessing. Look what it says. John chapter 6, verse 44 said, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets. They shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and learned of the Father comes to Christ. The blessed man who has been taught of God. Who has been taught of God. Who is the blessed man? Who is that sinner? It is that sinner that's corrected and taught of God. You see, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If the Lord loves you, he teaches you, he corrects you. Because all of our thoughts by nature are vain. We need to, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Look over here at Job chapter 5. Job 5. Verse verse 17, Job 5:17. Happy, behold, happy, blessed is the man whom God corrected. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. That's a blessed man who's been worked on by God, who's had his thoughts corrected. We used to say that old saying, that young man, he needs an attitude adjustment. And that's exactly what God Almighty does to his people when he does a work of grace in the heart. He changes our attitude. He changes our thoughts. He gives us low thoughts of self and high thoughts of him. He humbles us in the dust. He's nigh to them of a broken heart. He saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Those who are taught of God. Oh, that's a blessed man. That blessed man that's been taught of God is that man who's been loved of God. Loved of God. That daddy would take his son to the woodshed. Them old timers used to talk about. Take their son to the woodshed. Why'd they do that? Because they loved you. And whom God loves, he chastens and he corrects and he disciplines his people. We don't have a discipline committee. The Lord is the one who corrects his people. He knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts afar off. He knows what we're thinking before we think a thought. And when our thoughts are wrong, he corrects us. That's a blessed man. Here's another one. Turn to Psalm 112. Psalm 112. The blessed man. Who is that blessed man? Psalm 112. Look at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. That's a blessed man. That man that fears God, that fears him. Look right up above it in Psalm 111. He sent redemption, verse 9. Unto his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Believe his word. And his praise, his glory endureth forever. Blessed is that sinner that fears the Lord. That reverences the Lord. Holy. Look what it says in verse 9 of Psalm 111. Holy and reverend is his name. Now listen to me. You can learn something here. Never call any preacher or any man reverend. Holy and reverend. Holy and reverend is his name. We have reverence to his person, his glory, his word, his gospel. Now this is not a slavish fear, but a godly fear, which leads to delight in his service. Believers delight to obey his commands. John said his commandments are not grievous. They're a blessing to hear his word, to read his word. Turn to Psalm 1. He says this in Psalm 1. We delight. The believer delights in his word. In Psalm 1, look at verse 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And this law here, if you look at Psalm 119, that's his word. It's his truth. We delight in God as he's revealed in the word of God. Turn to Psalm 119. Look at verse 24. Have you ever noticed in Psalm 119 that with one or two exceptions, in every verse in Psalm 119, it talks about his precepts, his command, his law, his word, and we delight in thus saith the Lord. Psalm 119. Look at Psalm 119. It says in verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My counselors, Psalm 119, verse 35. Make me to go in thy path, the path of thy commandment, for therein do I delight. I delight in his word, don't you? I delight in his law, as it's fulfilled in Christ Jesus. He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, and doing so satisfying every penalty of that law. He's redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law, I came to honor it. I came to satisfy God's holy law. We delight in Him. Blessed is that sinner that fears the Lord, who has been made a loving, willing bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a blessed man. Now here's another one. Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8. Here's the blessed man. You see, we can ask these questions and we can answer these from the Word of God. And we delight to do so. Proverbs chapter 8. Who is the blessed man? Look what it says in Proverbs 8:32. Now therefore, hearken unto me, all ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not. Verse 34, Proverbs 8. Blessed is a man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all that hate me love death. That's a cursed man. Oh, blessed is that man that heareth him, that would watch daily, daily watching, waiting from a word for a word from God Almighty. That's the blessed man. Turn over here to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Who is that blessed man? Look what it says here about the Word. You see, we receive the Word not as it is the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, that effectually worketh in you who believe. Blessed is that man that will hear His Word and that delights in His command, that fears the Lord. James chapter 1. Look at verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creature. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul, and be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Blessed is that man that would hear the word of God and obey Him and submit to Him. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now stay right there in the book of James. The eighth one, I'm on number eight. The blessed man is this man here in James 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptations, trials, heartache for the gospel's sake. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Blessed is that man, that sinner that's given grace to endure the trial. No wonder that Peter called it. Turn over just a couple pages to 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. No wonder that Peter calls these trials precious, precious. You see 1 Peter 1, look at verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. If need be, God send you a trial. That's good for us, whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see and not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Blessed is that man that has been given of God a trial. I tell you what God sent trials do. They don't produce faith, but I tell you what they do. They reveal whether faith is real or whether it's phony. That faith of God's elect, when God sends that trial, when God sends that chastening, when God sends that correcting, we know that all these things are for our good. All things do work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to God's purpose. All things are of God, of Him, through Him, and to Him, and for His glory. Blessed is that man when he's tried of God. And that faith is revealed as true and genuine. I tell you, saving faith, the faith of God's elect, it will be tried. God will send these trials, and they're for our good. That's why He calls them precious, precious, precious. Well, here's the last one, number 9. Turn to Revelation 14. Who is that blessed man? Well, that man chosen of God, taught of God, blessed of God to trust Him, that delights in His law, that hears His word, who's taught of God, who has those trials that are sent from God for our good and for His glory. Now, here's the blessed man who not only is given faith to live and who lives by faith, but that sinner who dies in faith. These all died in faith. It says in Hebrews 11. Now, Revelation 14:13. I heard a voice from heaven saying, write it down. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. It doesn't say just blessed is a man who died. Blessed, happy is that redeemed, blood-bought, washed, justified sinner. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. But our works don't precede us to recommend us. It says there the works do follow them as evidences of His work in us. That the blessed man who dies in the Lord, who lives his life by faith, who dies in faith. That's the blessed man. Turn over here and let's look at this scripture. 2 Corinthians 5. Oh, blessed is that man who dies trusting, believing, resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5. That's why Paul says we are confident. We are confident. We walk by faith, not by sight. Verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We are confident, I say, willing rather to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. Turn over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. Who is that blessed man? Blessed is that man who dies in the Lord. Blessed is that man that trusteth Him. Philippians chapter 1. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Look what it says here in Philippians 1, verse 21. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ. That's Christ. Christ, He is my life. My life is hid with God in Christ. To die is not penalty, not punishment. For me to live, that's Christ. To die is gain. Blessed are they who die in the Lord. You know how many times the Lord uses the word precious? We're redeemed with His precious blood of Christ. Faith is called precious. You know what else is called precious? Precious are those who die. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. That's a precious thing. In His sight. You know, it's an answer to the Lord's prayer that of all that the Father had given Him to be with Him where He is, of John 17, verse 24. Father, I will pray. I pray that all that You've given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I know not. For I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far, far better. Can you even imagine the blessedness to die in the Lord and to depart out of this life and to be with Him eternally, forever? My friend, that's the blessed man. That's the blessed man. Well, I pray that the Lord will bless those things to your heart, and you can get your concordance and look those things up. Look that word up, blessed man or blessed, and you can go through those things. And I pray the Lord will bless that word and that message to your heart.